You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good morning to everyone except Babul Supriyo, Indian playback singer, live performer, television host, actor, politician, and member of parliament from Asansol. He also happens to be a union minister of state for heavy industries and public enterprises. But what Vicky won't tell you is that the dude is nothing more than a roadside mawali, or a goon if you will, or a gunda if you must. Why the love for him in the morning? Well, our man here lost his temper at a BJP worker itself, standing in front of him with breaking his legs and giving him wheelchair. The union minister lost his cool when the man was moving during the program, which distracted Supriyo. He then ordered his security personnel to break the man's leg and give him a crutch if he dares to move any further from his place. Well, in no circumstances would this brazen display of gundagardi be okay. But to top it all, okay, the height of insensitivity is that Supriyo was addressing a center-sponsored program on distributing wheelchairs and hearing aids to physically challenged people in Asansol. Yes, you can call him by the name that sounds similar to Asansol, but this man definitely needs a mental health checkup, amongst many other things. It is 19th of September 2018 and RSS is going all out to break the RSS-BJP perception link, this time saying Hindutva won't exist without Muslims. Of course it won't. The entire sum and substance of their Hindutva and its politics centers around Muslims. Without them, the RSS has no meaning, especially now that Congress has turned on its saffron lamps, so RSS really needs to turn on its green side. But why should India even debate this or listen to them? Well, that is a question only you could answer for yourself. For now, we shift our voice to the latest on scum, scams and Sitaraman. Well, the government yesterday rejected Congress's demand for a joint parliamentary committee probe into the 10th April 2015 deal for 36 Rafale fighter jets between India and France, saying the matter was already being discussed in Parliament. So the Congress today will petition CAG and soon also the Central Vigilance Commission, as it believes these bodies have the constitutional duty to take sua motu cognizance of the Rafale deal. Well, the Defence Minister returned fire after Antony questioned the government on a range of issues, including exclusion of HAL from the offset partnership clause, something that was part of the UPA time negotiations. Sitaraman counter-questioned Antony, asking why his government didn't ensure HAL's terms were appealing enough for Dassault to make it an offset partner in UPA's time. Well, Antony criticized Sitaraman for stating that the UPA deal collapsed as HAL did not have the capability to produce 108 aircraft in India. Where it is unfortunate that the defense minister is trying to tarnish such a nationally and internationally reputed public sector undertaking. If HAL does not have the required capability, please let us know which company in India has the capability to manufacture fighter aircraft, Antony asked. Well, if you thought Sitaraman was done for the day, no way, neither are we done with her yet. The lone crusader of Rafale deal, the minister who failed the Make in India program, was after that busy defending India. But this time, she was not donning the robe of the finance minister to tell us on GST and other things, or taking on Rahul Gandhi, but on her alumni, Jawaharlal Nehru University. 2 days after the Left Unity panel swept the JNU Students' Union elections. Defense Minister Nirmala Sitharaman alleged that there were forces within their campus waging a war against India. And they were also seen with elected representatives of the institution Students' Union. Arey madam, it's okay if you lost a university election. Why cook up another story? Already the ones like Bhima Koregaon, Pathalgadi movement, etc. have been rubbished even by the Supreme Court. The JNUSU in a statement said it was deeply dismayed by Sitharaman's statements. But then facts are mere fiction of Sitharaman's imagination. She can cook up anything and defend even the indefensible till the time it is not at the borders, I suppose. And on to Nitin Gadkari, the soft face of RSS BJP's Hindutva, who has been building roads and highways that maybe one day take him to the Prime Minister's chair. Now, fuel prices are inching closer to the psychological rupees 90 mark in Mumbai, where petrol and diesel are the costliest. And Union Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday admitted that fuel prices are very high and hurting the public. Quote, "One thing is there that fuel rates are very high and it is a situation where definitely people are facing problems," unquote, Gadkari said while addressing the third Bloomberg India Economic Forum in Mumbai. When asked if we should expect any duty or tax cuts in order to make it cheaper for the common people, he said lowering taxes is not his remit, but of the finance minister. As for the finance minister, well, he is busy cutting down on the length of his blogs and Facebook posts, or maybe covering up the mess that Malia and Modi has left him in. Speaking of which, well, did you know India's largest law firm, Cyril Amarchand Mangal Das, is being scrutinized by federal agents after they seized documents related to the $2 billion fraud at state-run PNB from Amarchand Mangal Das's premises in Feb? A lawyer representing the government and a police source told Reuters that statement has still not been produced in court because the agency is deliberating whether to charge the law firm for concealment of evidence or name it as a prosecution witness to testify against Modi. And with the mention of Modi and Malia, let's move on to international territory with a quick recap of what was happening around the world. But China and the United States plunged deeper into a trade war after Beijing added $60 billion of US products to its import tariff list in retaliation for Donald Trump's planned levies on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, even as US tech companies were bending over backwards to get a foothold in the Chinese market. For instance, Google's secret prototype search engine for China reportedly links users' mobile phone numbers to what search terms they've used. This feature allows the Chinese government to simply associate searches with individuals, thereby putting Chinese citizens at a much, much increased risk of government repression if they search for topics that the government deems politically sensitive. And on to football, it was Daniel Sturridge who was back in action for Liverpool after a terrible season for him last year. But it was Roberto Firmino that struck a stoppage time winner as Liverpool beat Paris Saint-Germain 3-2 at Anfield earlier today. And Lionel Messi was trying to catch up with Ronaldo, but a little too late. He scored a sensational hat-trick as Barcelona kickstarted their Champions League campaign with a 4-0 win at home to Dutch champions PSV Eindhoven on Tuesday, although they had defender Samuel Umtiti sent off in the second half. As for Inter Milan, they staged a late smash-and-grab raid as goals by Mauro Icardi and Matias Vecino secured a 2-1 home win over Tottenham Hotspur. And it wasn't just Inter Milan that had a great comeback story. Atletico Madrid came from behind to beat Monaco 2-1 in the Champions League Group A opener on Tuesday, with star strikers Diego Costa and Griezmann detonating the fight back. That is all that we have for you for today. We will be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening and goodbye from TakePart.com.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.